rubber game between the Cardinals and the Diamondbacks, and the Snakes are going old school for this one on Thursday. We pick it up top four. Cardinals down 1-0, but they have a threat.
Martinez, base hit into left. This game is at least tied. Here comes Piscotty. Throw is cut off, and Jose Martinez delivers. 2-1 Cardinals. A drive into center. Gritchick back. He's at the wall, and it's gone. A long home run for Paul Goldschmidt.
It's 4-for-15 off of Lance Lynn, and that's his first extra base hit off of Lance.
And he struck him out. It's a strikeout number 7 for Lance Lynn. Frustrating play on the potential inning-ending double play. Diamondbacks back on top. And the 1-2. Gritchick hits it down the left field line. It is gone! Three-run homer. Gritchick, he hung it, and he blasted it out of here.
You described it perfectly, Dan. And instead of being away, it was on the inner half, and he turned on that one, and it was lickety-split out of this ballpark.
3-1 is a base hit into the corner and left. Gritchick has driven in 5 today and on his way to second base. And the Cardinals have busted it open. It's 9-3 here in the top of the 8th. 1-2 pitch and a strikeout for Myers to end the ball game. The Cardinals win it 10-4. They out-hit the Diamondbacks 11-6, and they come to the desert and take 2 of 3.
It's been a struggle for the most part in 2017 for Randall Gritchick, but maybe Thursday marked a breakout performance. Gritchick with a season-high 5 RBIs, finishing a triple shy of the cycle as he had a large helping hand in the Cardinals' 10-4 win over Arizona at Chase Field.
Yeah, 2 of 3, and it very well could have been 3 of 3. You know, we let that one first one slip away, but yeah, they're a great ball club. You know, coming in here and winning the series is big for us, and you know, hopefully it continues back home. I feel like I've been hitting the ball hard. You know, when I've been putting it in play, it's been hard, kind of right at guys. So, you know, I got to stay thinking, you know, doing everything right, but I, you know, can't control the outcome. But you know, definitely good to leave the desert with a little bit of a bang.
In a wide open NL Central, every single win is important. And the Cardinals got a big one at Chase Field against the Diamondbacks on Thursday by a 10-4 score. Here is St. Louis skipper Mike Matheny.
I don't think that, you know, he's a guy that goes up there thinking home run. He's thinking of taking a good at-bat, staying with his approach, taking the barrel to the ball, and he's not an over-swinger. That's what's kind of amazing about watching his swing is it's a controlled swing, and when he finds a barrel, it just it looks different. It comes off his barrel differently, which talks about strength and bat speed. He's staying with his plan and got an idea of what he wants to look for in any particular at-bat, not necessarily the same thing as the previous at-bat. And he's sticking with his game plan, not changing his mind after the pitcher's released the ball. That's huge. I mean, not just with 2 wins, but huge that our guys responded the way they responded, because you get the wind kicked out of you like that first game, and that can have some lasting effects. And to watch just the level of baseball, and I'll say it again, that first game was one of the best games we've played all season. We just didn't finish it up right in the 8th and 9th. And then another good game yesterday, and guys making defensive plays, and then just a real great show of offense all the way around. Young guys coming out of the pen and doing their thing. I thought it was just the kind of series that we need to put in the memory bank. Hey, this is more like what we need to do, and this is how it should be.
The Cardinals return home on Friday as they host the Nationals in a weekend series.